With the nation divided, we've been thinking about ways to come together. And that's how the WBUR Pi Fest was born. This week, we're celebrating pies past and present, and we're hoping you'll share recipes and photos of your favorites. To kick off the fest, WBUR's Andrea Shea has a story about how pie can unify.
Renee McLeod's pie passions erupt when she opens an oven at her shop, Pizzy Pies, in Cambridge. Woo-hoo! She pulls out a big tray covered with pie tins of chocolate crusts for her decadent Mississippi mud pies. The aroma is intoxicating and comforting. McLeod founded Pizzy Pies in 2003. Now her staff bakes more than 35,000 pies of all kinds each year.
I opened because I thought, pie brings people together.
McLeod also believed she could save the world with pie.
I did. I really thought that I had this, like, magic formula of you give someone something delicious and sweet or savory, and communication happens.
And it's worked. McLeod recalls lighting up smiles when she gave extra pies to people driving by her shop. And deep healing happened for a customer who was estranged from her mother.
She brought her a pie, and it was something that they used to make together. And they started talking pie. Now she's got her mom back. Mom's got her daughter back.
I don't know anyone who's not happy when they're eating pie. I don't. It's a game changer.
L. Simone Scott is executive director and inclusion leader at America's Test Kitchen in Boston.
When I think of pie, I think of the South. Like down home, sitting in the windowsill, cooling, the smell of apples wafting.
For Scott, pie evokes church, holidays, and moments where we feel loved and accepted. Pie is personal, she adds, and right now she thinks it can bridge culture and creed because so many regions and ethnicities embrace their own pie traditions.
Pulling pie into the conversation is a really stark reminder that we share more in common culturally than not, because if nothing, food teaches us that we're more unified and more alike than we'd like to admit sometimes.
But pies, especially pie crust, can be intimidating. That's why Scott loves slab pie that's made in a sheet pan and can be shared with friends in parks and on porches.
Anyone can do it. It's very simple to execute. And it still looks gorgeous, right? It still gives you pie vibes.
These days, author and baker Amy Halloran is embracing hand pie vibes. One of her favorite pie memories is when a friend volunteered on Thanksgiving at the food pantry Halloran was running.
And we made 150 sweet potato hand pies because we wanted to give people something to take home.
Halloran says hand pies are like little gifts, but they've also served as portable food packages for the working class. She points to pasties from Upper Michigan.
They are this meat and turnip pie in a very Crisco lard crust. And this is something that came over from the English tradition of miners. You know, you take this food with you to the depths, and you can hold it and have your meal without a fork.
But thinking about pie also reveals class rifts and issues, according to culinary historian Paula Marcoux.
For hundreds of years, pie was something that more upper class people had access to and was not something that your average servant or enslaved person, many times an artisan, might even have very commonly, or maybe would have the remaining crust when it came back to the kitchen.
Marcoux says barriers, including the cost of ingredients, were lowered in the 19th century, and pie was eaten morning, noon, and night in New England. She wrote the book Cooking with Fire and makes period recipes in a cast iron stove that she says is like a portal to the past. In a tumultuous 2020, Marcoux wishes pie would get people talking more productively. Renee McLeod of Pizzy Pies does too.
It seems like we're going to need a lot of pie.
McLeod fantasizes about baking a gigantic pie for our times. But of course, pie isn't a perfect panacea, and people have different opinions and feelings about pie. But McLeod believes right now we could all use a nice, fresh, warm slice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. Apple pizza's pumpkin pie.